We'll begin this morning with our practice of taking the precepts. And so you can chant along with the five or the eight, whatever is appropriate for you. And I encourage you as you chant along to feel the intention. Feel it in your body, not as the words are pointing to this, to something very similar to what we've been doing these days, this attitude, this felt sense of care. Care for those around us, care for our own minds, this cultivation of ease and fearlessness when we have the safety of a container that cares, that exudes this loving kindness and harmlessness. So as you chant this, let yourself connect with the felt sense that you've been cultivating in the loving kindness practice.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Vikalabhojana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Nacha gita vadita visukadasana malaganda vilepana dharanam mandana vibhusanatana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Uchasayana mahasayana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Idam me silang magapalanyanasa pachayo hotu.
This morning, we continue with the metta practice. And as we've gone through the different categories, you may recall from the afternoon sessions that the next category we will get to today is loving kindness for all beings. And rather than do that in the way that Eleni so beautifully led in the afternoon, we're going to do that a little bit differently today, but it may be quite familiar to you. And to introduce that, I want to point out, I think we probably said this at the beginning, but the way that we've been practicing the loving kindness with the phrases, the traditional phrases of may you be safe, may you be happy, and maybe you've modified it to accommodate your way of relating to the phrases and to your benefactor and friend, that comes not out of the suttas directly, though of course the loving kindness is there, but it comes out of the Visuddhimagga, a text by Buddhaghosa that's many centuries later and is a really beautiful way of practicing and that has been practiced now for millennia. But if you go back to the suttas, the instructions that come down to us from the Buddha as it's been brought in are actually much, much simpler. And you've seen that in the chanting, that I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, to all as to myself. I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. And in one of the suttas, the Buddha goes on to say after this, when the deliverance of mind by loving kindness is developed in this way, no limiting action remains there, none persists there, such as a vigorous trumpeter could make himself heard without difficulty in the four quarters, so too, when the deliverance of mind by loving kindness is developed in this way, no limiting action remains there, none persists there. So this is an invitation to this boundless quality of the loving kindness. And it's really drawing this analogy, and we'll sort of play with this in the meditation, of the loving kindness radiating, the way sound can just radiate out with no limiting action remaining. And Kodo will talk in more detail about this evening, but with the hindrances and abatement, with no boundaries, it goes out and out. It's a beautiful transmission, a view of these tender hearts that we have this potential to just radiate out limitlessly. And in the practice, we can do practice in this way, radiating metta, letting it suffuse out into the world. I want to bring your attention, because it's come up so many times, the beginning of this phrase, I will abide. I brought it in again last night, this idea of abiding. And this practice, this loving practice, is this invitation to abide, the calm abiding. And this is important as we move into the radiating, is it's not a forcing, it's not a big doing. It's like has this settling back and allowing. To abide in this beautiful heart that has this capacity to trust this heart. And of course, whenever we do the practice, this loving loving kindness practice or the other Brahmavihara practices, it's good to be very allowing, gentle. Sometimes the heart just settles in there. It has become familiar, and that's exactly what's available. And sometimes we instead bump into what is in the way, what is blocking the radiance of the heart, and that is just as valuable. Then that's what our practice is, to be in relationship, in kind, patient relationship with the heart, mind, and body as they show up in this moment. And when it's more difficult, when this contacting of the radiance of the heart is not really what we're feeling, then we bring this attitude of care to what is here. So the attitude is still the same, but what it contacts might be a little different. So I'm going to guide us in, not a lot of words this morning, pretty simple. And I also encourage you to find how it works for you. So there may be, it's many people find, especially when they've been doing the loving kindness practice with phrases, that naturally some of the phrases appear and sort of help carry the radiating out. And that's fine. Let yourself see, and I'll offer some various images and just see which ones work for you, or if some of them do. You don't need to do them all. It doesn't all need to work. This practice of metta is so much about the intention and connecting with that intention and the willingness to play around and go to the easiest person or go to the place where it works well, and letting yourself do this as gently as possible without an idea about what it's supposed to be. So as always, beginning with the body, finding your place of contact with the ground. Feeling the support of the earth. Letting the body soften and be supported, the shoulders, the eyes. And as you let yourself soften into this place, this moment, let yourself take in this hall and all these other beings here. Let yourself sense the field of metta that we have been cultivating. So beautiful, like thick in the room. Perhaps you might sense out beyond the walls as well, these beautiful spring days and the trees and the birds. The hills. Perhaps having a sense of settling back more deeply into this support. Perhaps recognizing that even now as you breathe in the generosity of the trees as they breathe out. We breathe with the other animals. Perhaps as you settle and you can bring your attention into the heart center. Perhaps there's a sense of being held. Perhaps a sense that there's metta coming towards you. There's so much metta in this room, in the hills. And you're included. Perhaps this can let a new level of relaxation come into your body. Letting yourself feel all the different ways that kindness is coming your way. Whether in the beauty of the natural world all around, in the food or the place that we sit, with all the generosity that it takes for all of us to be here. Not a lot of story, just a sense of, sometimes I have the image of sitting in the lap of the Buddha, or sitting in the lap of Kuan Yin, or simply sitting in the lap of Mother Earth. Let yourself be held. And perhaps if there's some part of you that is challenged in some way in this moment, particularly hold that. Perhaps it's the young child of you, or a frightened part of you. Let them, or some other hurt or aching part, let them in particular be held. Don't leave them out. Holding yourself just as you are in this moment. And with your attention resting more and more fully in the body, in the heart center, you might find to connect more fully with this quality in your own heart, that it might be nice to bring to mind perhaps your benefactor. And by bring to mind, I mean bring to the heart mind. Bring here your benefactor or friend or a place. It's like just dropping that in to warm the heart. If you've already warmed it just by feeling this place, then just rest in that sense of the heart. And notice as you turn your attention this way, if there's a little warmth, a glow. Sometimes we use the analogy of the heart being like a flame or a glowing of a lamp. It might show up as tenderness or warmth or just almost like a gentle pressure of the heart. And let yourself just stay connected with that here for a few moments and let it suffuse. Let it begin perhaps to suffuse your own body. If a few phrases naturally drop in, that's fine. But don't get too caught in them. Stay more with the felt sense. And we might begin to imagine if this glow of a lamp or a candle or perhaps just a golden light felt in the heart, what if it flowed through the front of the body? What if is it suffused? You might even imagine that the lamp is there in your heart and it's like you draw back a curtain and begin to let it shine as light does, as sound radiates, letting it begin to suffuse out through the pores of your skin. There's no barrier to the loving heart. It can flow out through your skin, out through your pores. So naturally, just into the space around you. Because this is what the warmth of the heart. This is what it does. And as you allow it and bring your attention to this natural radiance, see if perhaps it radiates like you're as with your attention. Perhaps first in the space, maybe touching the people in front of you. Maybe radiating out through the hall. Out into the whole space in front of you. And if it goes far, let it go far. If it stays more intimate in this valley or right here in front of you, that's fine too. Letting yourself stay very connected with the experience of the body and this warmth, this glow. Your phrases drift out with it, let them drift. Or perhaps it drifts out with the breath. As the exhale goes out, it carries it further and further into the world. And then with this same gentle attention, attending to the heart center and beginning to allow it to pervade the second direction out to your right. Again, like light, like a beacon that you pull back a curtain and let it begin to shine. Might be very gentle, soft, just whatever's here. Perhaps just warming the space around you. Perhaps going further out through the room and the people to your right and out of the building. And feeling once again, tending to the heart close in. Perhaps again, feeling it suffuse through the body in whatever way it shows up for you. And then letting it begin to radiate out behind you. Out through between the shoulder blades, out behind the back. Sensing the space behind you and letting this light, this warmth radiate into it. This intention of care and well-wishing. And then again, coming back, feeling the center, feeling this calm abiding, this steadiness, sitting in the midst, sitting in this place, letting the body relax, resting, resting deeply, and letting yourself just naturally, easefully radiating out to the left. And then removing any barrier, allowing the light to radiate up into the sky. Touching any birds flying by, any little creatures flying in the air. Filling the open, empty sky with light and warmth. And so too below, down into the ground, to the many creatures there, spreading out, radiating into the nourishment of the earth that all the plants and us take in. Perhaps now you just sit here in the midst, letting your attention rest in this warmth, this glow, letting it radiate in all directions, and check and see what allows you to rest and radiate might be paying attention to the breath and letting the breath pervade out. It might be an occasional phrase, or it might be bringing your attention to the felt sense of the body. Letting your effort be just what's needed. Nothing in particular needs to happen. Just sitting in the midst of the natural radiance of the heart. Tending to anything that arises and offering the same intention to that, anything that comes that seems to create a barrier, tend to that with this same care. And when it passes, whether in a moment or much longer, resting again. The natural radiance of the heart. So as you take the practice into today, this inclusion now of metta for all beings. So how you weave this into your practice, each of you is finding your own way with the way the breath and the metta are combining or in different times of the day. And you can weave this all beings in, either in the way that we just did it as a radiating, or you can be more specific, radiating out and with the phrases going to a particular beings of the sky or the ground or the earth, out into particular. Perhaps you'll do it at some time, like with just images of different beings arising, like the way Eleni led it the other day, with just this, all sorts of different beings arising in your presence and just sending it out. In the walking, this is such a, it just sort of happens naturally, doesn't it? You walk around and just whatever comes into your sight, just naturally sending the phrase or the intention. And the phrases are really great to come back to and land in when it's not feeling, when the radiating, when the heart isn't feeling the warmth so much, then you can lean on the phrases because the phrases carry the intention that even if it's not here right now, I'm inclining my mind towards this attitude to whatever arises here. And remember, you always can go back to whatever's easiest. Start there. Cultivate that. And then let it move out from there into these other categories. You might find at times that the difficult person as a practice arises back. You might find really the all beings is like a big practice of the neutral turning into the friend. As we tend to the whole world, as we share this, we might discover that the whole world is our friend, is our benefactor, is our beloved. So find the way the practice supports you. That's what's most important. Allows you to contact the goodness that is your true home. Somebody asked many days ago in the notes about speaking to concentration practice outside. This is a really wonderful concentration practice to be done outside. Metta is a concentrating practice. And at this point in the retreat, you may find it's very supportive. The weather is certainly complying to do this practice outside, to sit and let yourself love and be loved. Whatever arises, send it that way. And as long as you stay steady in the practice, it's opening up more. It's feeling the world more intimately as we open to the all beings. And so you may find that the object of your meditation varies a little bit more, where the meditation, where the kindness is being sent. But the steadiness still comes from staying connected with the heart. I find that as I sit with this more easeful way of doing it, that my through line is I drop in single words, safe, happy, well, peaceful. perhaps you will have some words that you'll just drop in that are the through line as the subject of the metta might shift and change. There's one question that isn't exactly related, but was in the bowl that is related, which is asking about saying something more about my thoughts are not me and mine. They really feel like they are. And this is actually relevant in this moment because what takes us away from the goodness of our hearts to this steadiness is this belief, this clinging, this grabbing a hold of the stories and thoughts that tell us we are, there's something else to attend to, tell us that we are less than we are, have criticisms and judgments. And they feel so personal. This is my thought. This is my story. And it can be so helpful to recognize that all of these stories, all of these thoughts, criticisms, are things that we acquired out of the world. You were not born with this. It did not come with you. You heard it somewhere. And the little sponge of a being that you were at that time and that we all naturally are, we're permeable to the world. Just as we're permeable to this loving kindness, we're also permeable to the greed, aversion, and delusion that is around us. And when we haven't contacted the heart, these things that we hear, that we learn, we take them in, but it doesn't make them ours. They just temporarily come in, land here, they run around for a while, but we can also let them go. They aren't you. Let everything that isn't you, which is virtually everything, let it all go. Sit in the goodness of this heart. This is your home. One simple announcement today, there'll be an event down in the lower, at the lower meditation hall. Steer clear. You have no idea how settled and quiet you are. And you can send them lots and lots of metta from a great distance. So enjoy your day of practice.